Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Revisionist Report with Carolyn Yeager, August 4th on Thursday. Schotten Koenig is back today. His website is the same as Cairo's website. It's As der Schwerter, or Ace of Swords in English. Just Google As der Schwerter and then click on Translate, and you'll get the automatic translation of the page. He tells me he has a few articles posted there. One is on the Narodniki of Russia. I don't even know who that is. One is on feminism and its effects, and one is on the usual types of Gutmenschen. Now, I'd really like to read that last one. I find these talking about these Gutmenschen quite interesting and entertaining. Now, he also has an article translated into English by Warblogger on a site called The Warblog. Again, it's just best to Google Warblog plus Stauffenberg's failure. That should bring it up. And we're going to talk about this article later in the program after our first topic. So, and I want to remind you, listeners, don't forget the RBN Pledge Drive. If everyone who listens regularly to RBN contributed even a modest amount, it would add up sufficiently. We all know that, but unfortunately, that is not usually the case. But let's continue with our program. Good afternoon, Schotten Koenig.
Good afternoon. Good morning, Carolyn Yeager. This is Schotten Koenig from Germany calling.
Yes, all right. Well, thank you very much for that and for calling in, because that we've decided that's the best way to talk to you. And I'm very anxious for our conversation this morning, so I want to get right into it. And, of course, it's afternoon where you are and morning here. So this is always interesting in the world, the idea of time and how it changes. Of course, well, there's an article that we both looked at yesterday. It's called German Citizenship Means Nothing. It's in the Local. And I wanted to speak about this just a little bit, because it brings up so many of the problems that I think, and perhaps you think, are facing us, which are very difficult in the way, because of the way they present them, and they're difficult to deal with. This one is Attitudes Toward German Citizenship Changing. Now, the Local comes from Germany, but it's Germany's news in English, so it's an English language German news site. And I don't know if they have an actual paper or not. But anyway, what defines modern German? More people believe it's not race or national origin that matters, but whether a person can adjust to life in Germany and properly integrate into society. Now, you know, to me, this is pure propaganda being put out as some kind of news. There were some findings this week by the German Institute for Economic Research, which explored, I guess it asked people questions, you know, this is always suspect also, whether people view immigrants as being really German once they naturalize and gain citizenship. And, you know, what is the criterion for being German? That's the actual thing. And they say the study looked at opinions, you know, we're supposed to just believe all this, looked at opinions in Eastern and Western Germany in 1996 and again in 2006. So this is something they pulled up from 2006. It wasn't done yesterday. And it showed a marked change in people's perceptions of what it means to be a German. For example, they say, you know, of course, it has the figures of the people thinking that that being a German is ethnic, you know, have dropped drastically by 2006. And now they see that citizens adapt, as long as they adapt to the country's life.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and I'm going on and on here, but I'm going to have a question for my guest, Schottenkernig, in just a moment. I was talking about this news article in The Local, which is an English-language German newspaper, in which they're trying to put across the idea that Germans really are not very troubled and becoming less so about immigration of foreigners into the country, which actually it's the opposite. They're becoming more concerned. So this, to me, is total propaganda. But they say, let me just point out two more things that they say here. Of course, they use the word xenophobia to describe those who are concerned. And they say that, then they bring up something from 2009 that says that by 2009, only a quarter of Germans are very worried about immigration. Actually, a quarter of Germans admitting that they're very worried is pretty high, I would say. But they're trying to pretend like it's not. And they even say that the people who are most concerned are those in simple or routine jobs, you know, meaning they're the lower level or lower intelligence people. So Shadow King, please give your comments and your opinion of this this whole.
Yes, it's absolutely right what you are saying about the article in The Local. It's full of propaganda. And the main propaganda method which we must expose in order to get the people aware of what methods they use to manipulate us is to expose their strategy. The strategy used in this article is make the public think that the public already thinks what the elite wants to think. So
yes,
the effect of this method is that the reader will think, oh, what a mess. The public already thinks wrongly, so why should I resist now? It's useless. And so there is no resistance taking place in opposition to this article, and this is exactly what they want.
What are some of the things,
there was
the ways
some
the media...
Scientist, there was a scientist in Germany by the name of Nölle Neumann who called this the Schweigespirale, and this is exploited by the mass media in a professional way, hardly to do anything against this.
Yeah. What are some of the signs that we should be aware of when we're looking at things in the media or listening?
Yeah, at first we have this strategy, which I just mentioned. It was also used since the 60s in order to propagate the abortion issue. They pretended to the public that there was a much greater acceptance of abortion than there actually was. And so the resistance to the plan of making abortion legal was silent. Unfortunately, this was very successful.
I think they're doing the same thing with the homosexual marriage issue and all these issues around homosexuality in the United States today, and so no doubt everywhere else, making it seem as though people have no problem with it. You know, it's only a few bigots and, you know, right, racists and so on and hateful people who have a problem with it. And that just is not the truth. But people are afraid now.
That's a good point about homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
In German TV, you can find homosexuality as a kind of normal behavior. It's presented in afternoon TV shows such as Lindenstraße, and you get surprised regularly by some people outing themselves as gays. And there are children and young grown-ups watching this, and they are also persuaded to think that it's not a big thing, outing themselves as gay. although this is completely not normal.
Well, really, and you know, let me ask you something, because every time I look on the internet for on a German newspaper, you know, site online, no matter which one it is, they have a lot of pictures. And one of the pictures that they feature is always two women kissing, usually two blondes. Now, the one I'm looking at right now on this local page is one of them is blonde. The other one has brown hair, you know, kind of light brown hair. And they're always kissing. And they show this always as something to do with society, you know, society news or whatever, or gallery. And they call it Going Out in Germany. This one is titled that, and I've seen that before. Now, what is this what is this deal with women kissing? Do they kiss a lot in Germany?
I do not see this when I go out on the street, but the media is full of this. The media is even full of white women kissing black men. And this seems to be established as a role model for the people of Germany.
And
Kairos has mentioned this Swedish TV program, this hip-hop band, with their song Blanda Upp, with a blonde woman having sex with a black male. And the fact is that exactly the same woman was killed in Sweden by a black man.
You know, and we're supposed to... this doesn't strike anybody right, and yet we're supposed to accept or believe that if you say this, or you're showing some kind of a discriminating attitude toward black people, why aren't, you know, black people are not as good as white people? Because if you don't want white and black people to have sex or to be kissing or to be, you know, associating in those close relationships, and you see, this confuses people very much, who are not able to stand up against, you know, the onslaught, really. And so they kind of cave into it. But they themselves wouldn't want to do it. And, you know, it takes a long time sometimes to gain the courage to stand up against this type of propaganda.
So one could not possibly say that blacks or other non-European people are discriminated against in German newspapers and in advertisers and so on. It's more the other way around. The white people and the blonde people, they are discriminated. They are discriminated by everyday life because if there is a law made called Antidiskriminierungsgesetz, which makes it unlawful for house owners to refuse their homes to foreign families, although there are lots of German families who are looking for a home. You know, in Germany, there's no the ownership of own homes, houses, is not so much common in Germany. There are more people looking for houses to rent. And now it is made unlawful to deny a foreign family a flat to rent or a house to rent. Although there are German people looking for a house to rent, then the Germans are discriminated against.
So you're saying that the foreign people have priority by law in this rental business over the German people.
And this is not the only example I could give.
Who owns all the housing that the German people have to, you know, mostly rent rather than own? Who are the owners of all this property?
It's rather average people, just as you and me. Maybe have a house and want to rent this house to others in order to make a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
These are completely normal people, you know. There are also companies which make this on a greater scale, but mostly the families, normal families who got a house in spare and want to make a bit money with it. They are threatened to be followed against because the violations of this anti-discriminierungsgesetz, which forces them to let people into their houses which they do not want in them.
Well, we have the exact same laws here, probably worse, but maybe not. But I mean, the same thing where you know, these are anti-discrimination laws which actually discriminate against other white people. So, let's see. Do you have anything more you want to say about this particular article?
The article in the local?
Yes.
Yeah, there's also another propagandistic strategy which can be found in this article, and this is to make the readership feel themselves dumb or stupid if they think that German nationality has, of course, to do something with genetics. And so this is a fact. You just don't get a German by being handed out a paper which says that you are German. This is some kind of which is, if ever, to learn, then you will learn it in a lifetime and not by being handed out a paper which says so.
Well, you know, go ahead. I was just going to say ethnicity.
The objective of the article is to make people feel dumb or stupid if they have this point of view, which was normal for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, that's the whole thing that's been happening about race. That's why people, liberals say there's no such thing as race, and anybody who thinks in terms of race or nationality, ethnicity now, it's moved to that, is totally wrong, and we know that's not true. But I think we're going to a break. I can barely hear the music today, but I see by the time that I should be closing off for the commercial break, and we will be back, ladies and gentlemen, in 3 minutes.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Jaeger. My guest is Shadow King from Germany, a blogger. He's part of the blogging group that Kairos participates in. And their website is osterschwerter.com, or maybe it's .de, but it's best to get there by Googling it. And another thing I'm going to ask you to Google, which I already did, because I'd like to switch now to Shadow King's article that is published, was translated and published on War Bloggers, a blog, and it's called The War Blog. So if you go, if you just Google The War Blog plus Stauffenberg's Failure, you should get to that. And it, the title of the article is Stauffenberg's Failure, Tragedy, or, Failure or Tragedy. So I have a lot of, I'm very interested in this, Shadow King, because I helped to translate, I didn't do the translating, of course, a German speaker did the translating, but I helped to prepare that and edit it and get it published in the Barnes Review, Hermann Giesler's chapters on the Valkyrie incident in Germany, which Stauffenberg is considered today to be the leader, but he wasn't really the leader, although they put him kind of in charge at the end there, because he was the only one that seemed to be willing to take action after many others had failed to take the action they had planned, or it didn't work out. So you have written a very interesting article with lots of stuff in it beyond Stauffenberg at the end, but I will just say to start out, you make the point that the Stauffenberg clique was doomed to failure from the start. They were disorganized and had no plan to govern. And number two, the Allies would not have treated them any differently than they did Hitler and the National Socialists. And I agree with those two points totally. What would you like? You go ahead now and say what you'd like to say about this.
Yeah, the first point is that Stauffenberg and his men failed at propagandizing to their forces, which had the task of carrying out this plot against Hitler and the National Socialist government. The movement of the 20th of July was a movement restricted to officers and other high-ranking officials in Germany, but all things which have to be carried out have to be carried out by boots on the ground, as the war blogger put it, and they were absolutely unaware of that there was actually a plot. They were subjected to the National Socialist propaganda, and they were, according to Führer, Volk und Vaterland, and so they didn't understand what they should actually do.
That's right. Well, it was very poorly organized. I think they used all their energy just to get up the nerve to do, you know, and the a way to do the assassination part. And then the rest of it, what they were going to do afterwards, they never really got a good plan for. They didn't know how.
It was also some part of tragedy because Stauffenberg and his men really tried the best they could to get rid of Hitler and to establish a national government, which would then end the war. They did whatever they could, and it didn't suffice. It failed.
First, I'm going to make clear that you and I have a little disagreement on this issue. I don't see their failure as a tragedy, because I see their actions as a tragedy for Germany, and I also don't think that they should have ever tried to do anything like this, because I think Hitler should have.
This disagreement, maybe you may think in another way as I do, but if you share the objective of Stauffenberg of getting rid of Hitler was a good idea, then it was tragedy because they tried as hard as they could and it didn't suffice.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that I think it was a good idea, but that aside,
my objective in writing this article was to make clear that if anyone had the idea of making a plot against the actual government of Germany or the European Union or other kinds of liberal governments around the world, they will have to face exactly the same problems as Stauffenberg and his men had to face. And Stauffenberg was just well organized. He was an officer, he was in the Wehrmacht, he had access to everything he needed to make a plot, and still it didn't suffice. And where are we if we make up plans of plotting against the government? We are no officers. We have not even the little that Stauffenberg was able to. We can't do that. And this was my objective in writing the article. And so,
yes, and that's true. And I forgot that. I think you're speaking to people who are convinced that Stauffenberg was a great hero and so on. And so, you know, you're not speaking in this article really to people like me.
That is
all
the
right,
point. Stauffenberg is presented a hero, especially in conservative circles.
Yes,
by the
absolutely.
Newspaper Junge Freiheit, they have Stauffenberg as their idol. They're selling T-shirts with Stauffenberg's picture upon it because they consider him a hero.
Yes, and they don't know, you know, they don't really talk about the facts. Now, the big question is, if Stauffenberg and all this group were such heroes, why didn't Stauffenberg pull out a gun and shoot Hitler in that meeting in which he left the bomb, or any other time? Because at that time, all the officers kept their sidearm all the time.
It isn't so that Stauffenberg's speed isn't criticized, but if it is criticized,
we'll have to save that
after
the break. We're going to a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee
found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What has happened is that it seems as though our guests All right, the board op has just called me because maybe I had lost connection with them. I'm not sure, but I will. All right, here we have. We're getting Shadow King on the Skype connection, but his Skype connection is not too good. But we'll do the best we can with it. So he's not answering yet. Maybe if the phone doesn't work, no, it shouldn't have anything to do with it. All right, I will continue. Oh, there he is. There he is. Hello, Shadow King, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
All right, well, we have the background noise, but it's not too bad. It's better than not having you at all, so we'll continue. I wanted you to tell us, I made the point about they didn't shoot Hitler. And those National Socialists, after Valkyrie occurred, made a big deal out of the fact that none of these officers who had access to Hitler all the time with a gun, you know, with their pistols, could have pulled out their pistol and shot him. Of course, then they would have been shot. But they called them cowards for not doing that. And also, when Feldgebel came right after the explosion in the lager room, Feldgebel was outside, and he saw Hitler come out, helped out of the building, and he was still alive and could walk and, you know, was fairly normal. And Feldgebel walked up to him, and he had his pistol with him, and he was part of the conspiracy. And he was armed, and he asked Hitler and tried to make some. See, he was trying to save himself and separate himself from the conspiracy. But they later discovered that he was a major part of it. Hitler was showing trust all around. But these guys, why didn't they have the courage to just shoot Hitler if they knew that that's what needed to be done?
I think it had something to do with their secrecy. Stauffenberg couldn't just pull out his pistol and shoot Hitler. It would have been obvious that there was a plot against Hitler. So,
well, of course there was going to be obvious that there was a plot. Once Hitler was dead and they took over.
The people who were with Hitler and who were in the conversation room. So he put just the bomb on the table and went away. And if the bomb went off, then it was clear that it wasn't even clear that it was Stauffenberg. It was clear just a few moments later. But if Stauffenberg had pulled his revolver and shot Hitler, then it would be obvious. And I think maybe it was really some kind of fear and some kind of cowardishness by Stauffenberg.
Well, by all of them, you know, I think that now I have read that Stauffenberg was willing to do this. He was willing to just walk up to Hitler and shoot him. But the others in the plot who were really senior and were going to be taking over the top positions of the government once they got rid of Hitler, they said, no, we need you, and we need you right after. You know, they'll kill you right there or arrest you, and, you know, we need you right after it happens, because he was the one that could rally all the forces that they had in reserve there to take over and do what needed to be done. And so that's why he didn't. Stauffenberg really did have the courage, but none of the rest of them did. And they all seemed to be planning on their future running the country, but they thought they could save their own lives. That shows, again, you know, that's another part of the fact that they weren't prepared to govern and to rule. So if you want to say anything more about that part of it, because I think there's some real interesting stuff at the end of your article here I'd like to get into, go ahead and try to talk real loud, because you're quite a bit less loud on the Skype than you are on the...
I must be sorry. My telephone line failed, and now I'm a microphone. This microphone is real crappy and doesn't really work.
Yeah, well, don't... That's all right. That's all right. Just do the best. When you talk louder like that, it's better.
The man behind Stauffenberg, because I didn't just deal with the possibility that this could be a plot by foreign secret services. This is a theory which is surrounding in right-wing German circles, and I don't really believe this. They were completely, the foreign powers were completely surprised when there was the news that there had been an attempt to kill Hitler in Germany, and they even ridiculed Stauffenberg and his men and said that that was completely their own fault when they are now executed.
Yes, yes. People in military understand these situations. And
they were surely not informed about this plot.
No, I guess not. Although they had been trying to connect with foreign governments in various ways, but they never got the assurance. See, this particular clique, which really was included all the people who had ever done anything about killing Hitler in the past, because there were different attempts. But they all seemed to be part of this clique that ended up in Valkyrie, which was quite large, really. But they never got the assurance from the foreign governments that they would have a good opinion of this or cooperate or change their intentions toward Germany in any way, if they succeeded in getting rid of Hitler. Isn't that right?
I think there were also attempts by the German officers in the resistance group to get in contact with foreign secret services, but all this failed because the Allies, mostly the Western part of the Allies, were not willing to talk with any group in Germany because they had the plan of annihilating Germany and flattening it completely, and they had simply no interest in talking to any group in Germany, whatever they may be, and they just went on with their war against Germany, with their total war, no matter what happened inside Germany. There is this quote by Churchill who said, Germany's power is to be smashed forever, no matter if the rule lies in the hands of Hitler or in the hands of some kind of Jesuit priest.
Yeah, there was also the quote, was it from Churchill or from someone else, but the German people were just too strong. What they could do, the way they brought themselves up from World War II and Versailles, and they sacrificed so much, they worked so hard, in a spirit of national unity, and that just could not be tolerated at all. That's what they hated, and they wanted to destroy the German people themselves and bring Germany to its knees so it never could rise again. So it wasn't, and you make that point very well, that it wasn't really about Hitler.
These plans are laid out in the book by Louis Neisser, which is called What to Do with Germany. This book must have gone around in millions of copies in the United States. Maybe yourself, you have even one of them.
I don't have that book, but you have quite a few excerpts from it in your article, and very good, and it really is terrible.
There must be millions of copies been around in the 1940s in America.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that Neisser describes German history completely from the viewpoint of an imminent enemy of Germany. And that there was World War I, and there was this Versailles Treaty, which turned out to be really harsh for Germany, and they had real problems to stay their nation alive. And Neisser, in his book, puts it now that they were too mild with Germany. They had to be, they should have been much stricter with Germany at the end of World War I, because Germany had been able to recover.
Mm. Mm.
Hello?
Yes. No, I'm just shocked. Every time I hear that, and this is not the first time I've heard it, but every time I hear it, it just shocks the heck out of me, and it upsets me so much because I do identify as German. And so this hatred for the strength of the German people, instead of being happy about the strength of the German people as being good, good strong Europeans, they feel such competition that they want to destroy this strong race of Germans. It just horrifies me, because it's more than just what they've done and what they're still trying to do and trying to hold Germany in their possession. But it just says there's some kind of a mindset, some kind of a thought process among Europeans that is really beastly, and really needs to be gotten rid of.
What I find even more disgusting is that the victorious powers in Western Europe and in America had no use of their victory over Germany. What was the use of beating Germany to the ground? Just have a look at Great Britain, how the state in Great Britain, it's even much worse than the state in Germany if it comes to foreigners. If it comes to Asians and Muslims rioting in the streets, then Britain is the top address you have in Europe, not Germany. Although it seems quite bad in Germany when you look around in the certain parts of our cities, if you're looking to Great Britain, then it's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you subscribe to the gigantic conspiracy theory that behind all of this, starting before World War I, there was the plan to just destroy Europe by a certain group of people, and who would those people be, if you subscribe to that?
Not quite quite sure who this group is, but I'm sure that there must be some kind of plan behind it. There was this institute dealing with propaganda, which had brought America twice into the war.
I'm sorry, Shadow King, can you try to talk as loud as you can?
I am talking as loud as I can. I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
Or should I?
So you sounded louder a little while ago. It might be something else that's causing it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have no noise here anyway. It's just a technical sound. Sorry.
Yes.
There was this institute founded in 1911, as far as I know, which is called the Tavistock Institute on Human Relations. I wonder if anyone has heard about this institute, but it is in existence for 100 years now.
Yeah, I think many of my listeners are familiar with it. I am.
And there was this person who, by the name of Edward Bernays. He was an American Jew, and in the forefield of World War I, he went to Britain. He worked in this institute in order to propagandize upon the American people to join forces with Britain against Germany. Although Germany had never posed any threat to the United States and did deep border to the United States, the American public was convinced that war against Germany was a necessity. And there is a sensibility in the American public that America shall save the world from those conflicts that are smashing Europe. So going to war side by side with Britain was presented to the American public as something which would rid the world of the worst evil ever. This was the kind of propaganda the Tavistock Institute and Edward Bernays made upon the American public. But could you think of a greater act of treason than what Mr. Bernays did? He went to another country and tried as hard as he could to get his homeland into a war which had not the slightest use for the American people.
Yeah, it had the slightest benefit, yes. Yes. Well, then, who is behind Bernays? It's obvious when you look at the whole thing, that the reason they wanted to demonize and destroy the German nation was because it was the best and strongest of the people to resist what it is that they want to bring about. That seems so obvious to me at this point.
It's also obvious that it was not in favor of Britain, and it was also not in favor of the United States of America. The power which profited most from the downbeating of Germany was the Soviet Union.
All right. Well,
Britain and the U.S. got destroyed afterwards the war. I once put it in a comment that Britain and the United States were made a weapon for beating down Germany, and this weapon was designed to get used up while beating down Germany. When Germany is beaten down, nothing should be left of that weapon. Britain was very weakened after it had won the war, and it never got back on its legs again.
All right, and now you said yesterday that you think of Stalin as a kind of counter-revolutionary nationalist, in a sense, even though he was quite brutal. And then he continued wanting to take over Europe, so there were elements in there. Of course, then they got rid of him and put Khrushchev in. But do you think that the original creators of the Soviet Union are then behind all of this? Or, I know it's all speculative. It's kind of a conspiracy thinking.
It's good possible. The founders of the Soviet Union had the objective of revolutionizing the whole world, and not just a part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
While Stalin, after he was successful with his counter-revolution, built up the socialism in one country. And he wanted to bring socialism over Russia and the neighboring states first before going to war and institutionalize the revolution in the Eastern European countries, as he then did. But there were the Trotskyists, which had a completely different approach to socialism, and they wanted world socialism. And as they failed to bring about the world, their kind of socialism,
We have to cut away for our break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with our final segment, short segment, and I'm Carolyn Yeager. My guest is Schattenkönig, or Shadow King. And would you please, Shadow King, just repeat what you were saying when we had to break away? Well, he must have connected to me, and he needs to get back on. He dropped. I don't think he, maybe he thought it was over. Okay, well, whatever. I will continue with that because I have some final remarks to make. I can do that. It seems, you know, in the way that we have presented this today, and, you know, it comes to me very clearly that, it has to be some intelligence behind the scenes that has been directing all of this. Unless you can just say that it's just a matter of a continual clumsy wrong thinking by Europeans that just blundered around and, you know, killing each other and destroying each other. And it's hard. You know, one thing I know, or I don't know, I guess, but it is said, and I'm convinced of this, I believe this, that Adolf Hitler, the reason he kept making peace overtures to Britain was that he could not believe that the British people, as intelligent as they were and as clever as they were, would continue on this path of destruction. He just thought that they had to come to a point where they would see reason and realize that they couldn't defeat Germany and they should work together to create a strong Europe against Bolshevism. But, you know, the British never did come to that because of Hitler. I mean, because of Churchill and his group that were in power. Now, Schattenkönig says at the end, the last paragraph of his article here, that the conspirators of the 20th of July, 1944 would not have saved Germany from what happened, is still happening and will continue to happen. They were tragic heroes, idealists wanting to save some of their honor and that of their people, but they were no saviors. There was no political or military situation left at that time they could have saved. Well, because the war was already lost, you know, truthfully. And I think that he believes this partly, but he also is speaking to the German people who are convinced that Stauffenberg and that whole group were heroes now, and they're treated as heroes. You know, the current governments the follow-up governments have turned them into heroes, even though nowhere else in history would such traitors be seen as heroes. So, I don't go along with that. But he quotes someone in a resistance member that was published in the Frankfurt Allgemeine. This quote is, "What we, as members of the resistance, did not want to understand during the war, we did completely learn once it was over that it had been conducted against Germany and not against Hitler." Well, that's the thing to remember. I'm not the first, this is not the first you've heard this, probably. But our time is up, ladies and gentlemen. I hear the music. And so I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank Shadow King for being here and carrying on in spite of all his difficulties. And they weren't his fault, but I'm glad that he was on, and we'll try to have him on again. Come back tomorrow for another report. So long for now.
Gold.